Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
And now, Oklahoma City Sports Radio gets serious. With the dominant duo, Jim Traeger and Al Eschbach. It's Total Dominance on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
We're back here today at Royal Oak Salon and Spa, and I'm joined now by the legend of radio, King of the Midgets, and the world champion at Freestyle. He is also a member of the Broadcast and Journalism Hall of Fame in the state of Oklahoma, Mr. Al Eschbach. And this show's known as the Dominant
Duo.
How you doing today, Al?
Wonderful. My time. Good. Outstanding.
We got a special guest to talk to. Should be a young lady named Mrs. Julie Traeger. Julie, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Say hi to Al Eschbach. This is Al Eschbach.
Hey, Al Eschbach. I've missed you. I haven't talked to you in forever.
Julie, how you been?
I'm wonderful.
You know, the reason why we're bringing her on is because the place that I'm at today, Al, Royal Oak Salon and Spa, Julie came up here last week for a day of pampering. Julie, just tell all these dudes out here that what they need to do. Just tell them how great it was.
We know Julie wants pampering.
Yes, she loves to be pampered.
Yeah, loves to be pampered.
Well, let me tell you, I have never been pampered like I was that day. I started off with a massage with Kendra, and she was amazing. I'm not even kidding. I feel like a new woman after her. And then I had a facial with Kelsey, who is so cute. It's ridiculous. Have you met her yet, Jim?
I don't think so. No, I have not.
Yeah. No, super, super cute. And then Jeffrey gave me a blowout, which I don't know if you know what that means, Al, but
Pray tell me.
When, I know you're going to think it's something bad, but it was, he fixed my hair and made me look beautiful before I left the spa. So I was hoping Jim would just go ahead and take me out to dinner that night after I was all doodled up, and he did not.
Why not?
Probably because I was worn out because I was working while she did all her pampering. More than likely.
No, it was so fantastic. I mean, that's a good day right there. So all you guys out there, if you're wondering what to do for your ladies for Mother's Day, that's a beautiful idea.
Well, we're doing it for our daughters that are mothers. And I mean, if you have a daughter, a wife, a mother, sister, whoever, grandmother, this would be an unbelievable gift up here at Royal Oak Salon.
We even booked one for Courtney. She flew in from Austin, and I knew she had a lot going on. And so we booked her one for Saturday morning and got her a massage with Kendra.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
The whole family is going to Royal Oak.
Now, Jewel, tell Al, and yeah. By the way, say hi to Tony. Tony's over there. Hi, Tony.
Oh, Tony and I have been talking. Bless his heart. He's struggling to get up those stairs, it sounds like.
Your knee hurting you, Tony? Back? What's going on?
My knee's hurting me about
elevator
a week.
Elevator out.
I for sure know
elevator's
that I'm out of shape. I can tell you that. I'm out of shape.
The elevator's not working?
Well, I had to make a commitment. It's probably working, but I had to make a commitment. I'm going up the stairs. I'm going to be late. And I ran up the stairs.
Jeez. I'm telling you right now. I would have been late. I ain't running up no daggone stairs. Al, you running up the stairs?
So you're saying you can run up the stairs faster than elevator can get you?
Well, I just stood there for probably 5, 6, 7 minutes.
No elevator?
Nothing. You couldn't even hear it. It wasn't even moving. So I had to make a commitment, and I did.
Jeez. Our building is usually the easiest place in the world to get an elevator.
Absolutely.
That's how much he loves your show, guys.
Yeah, made a commitment to us. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Nearly blown off the face of the planet walking in. Yeah.
I'm going to take it differently and say that he needs his job. It ain't about me and Al. I can promise you that. Hey, Julie, tell Al and everybody what we did this weekend. Tell them about Al. You'll love this. What an unbelievable weekend.
Well, I know your parents were 59 years anniversary.
And
your dad's birthday.
Yeah.
He turned 80 years old. Actually, today, now, but we had a surprise party.
Have you told him that you chew gum now?
We just don't.
Or is that
talk
still a
it,
secret?
You know? There's certain things that we just, you know, we brush under the rug, and the gum chewing is some of those things we don't talk about.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, 80-year-old. Yeah. We had an 80-year-old birthday party over at Red Rock, Al, not far from you. We had a big room in the back, and it was all his children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Oh, how cool is that? That is big time. My goodness.
Every single one of them made it, so it was pretty special.
Oh, yep. That's beautiful. That really was special.
And, you know, our podcast that we did today, Al, the one that we came out today, it's about, like, bucket list, right? Like, what's on your bucket list?
Right.
So, Julie, tell him what happened.
So I asked him, I said, now that you're 80, I'm just curious, is there anything left on your bucket list? Anything you want to do before you die? And I think I really took him off guard. He said, I can't think of a single thing. He said, but I'm going to ponder it. And after he thought about it all day, he said, there literally isn't anything else. He said, if I die tonight, I die a happy man. So that's a pretty good place to be when you turn 80.
Yeah, that is really cool.
What about you, Al? Because we talked about the bucket list on the podcast. You got anything on your bucket list left, Al? Anything?
The Masters was it.
I mean, that's right. That was it. You went this last weekend.
And Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you need to go there, dude.
Yeah, I'll go there some weekend.
Cleveland, it's a great city. You'll love it there. They got a good casino there.
You just said
too.
Cleveland's a great city?
It really isn't. It's better than you think.
I've been trying to tell you this, Al.
The what, Tony?
I've been trying to tell you this, Al.
Al, listen to me, Al. Listen.
Tony, have you been to Cleveland?
I've been to Cleveland.
Al, they got an area down there. It's called the Flats, Al. And they got bars and restaurants. You would love it there, man. It's really cool.
I will do a weekend trip there, no doubt about it.
Tony, do you got anything on your bucket list? Is there anything on your bucket list?
I want to ride in a jet and go, like, I want to pass out from the jet.
Oh, you want to throw up?
Yeah.
Al and I have had that chance two or three times. We turned it down.
Absolutely. One of the great things Jim ever did for me, he talked me out of it. I had agreed to do it, and he talked me out of it.
Thank you. And then Craig Humphreys went and he threw up all over himself. Yeah. So, yeah, that sounds
did
like
he
fun,
really?
Tony.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Beat down Tony's bucket list.
Hey, that's when Al finally said, you know, this Traber guy's not a bad guy.
Yeah,
man. After about 15 years together, he thought, yeah, okay, that's not bad. He helped me.
Yeah. He told me. He told me. I thought about it. I go, you know what, Jim, you're right. Why would I want to do something stupid like this?
Okay, Tony, we don't need a beach. We're not meaning a beach. You said you want to pass out, though.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Tony?
Yeah, I want to experience the G's.
Wow. Anything else, Tony?
That's not enough.
No, I mean usually people have three or four things on it. Yeah. I hear mine. Mine is to play in the World Series of Poker main event. And then what was my other one, Jewel? I can't remember.
You wanted to do the Tahitian Islands.
Yeah, I want to go that cruise, Al, that we wanted to go on the Tahitian Islands.
The most beautiful place in the world I've been. Unbelievable.
And then I also want to throw the dice in Monte Carlo. Those are the things that I
want. You got to do that, absolutely.
Jewel,
yes.
Tell them, the little boy is yelling. You got the grandbaby today.
He's upset. Sorry.
Is he upset? What's he upset about? Julie, tell him about your bucket list, Jewel. What do you got?
Oh, there's too many. There's just way too many to count.
Oh, stop
But mine's, mostly, mine's mostly travel, you know?
Yeah, travel. Yeah.
There's all these places I still want to see. I want to hit all the 50 states.
She wants to go to every state, Alan. I know you want no part of that.
I want no part of that. That ain't happening.
Is that 50 pieces in the bucket, or does that count as one experience?
Tony, I'm just going with that's one experience, you know, 50 times maybe.
Nice.
That's the way I look at it.
Well, we're going to Alaska, so we're going to get rid of that this summer, right?
Yeah, that's a huge one that I've always wanted. Jim said he was never going again, but he finally agreed, so I'll get to check that one off.
Yeah. She hasn't been to, like, New Hampshire. You know,
again.
Al, you been to New Hampshire, Al? You been to New Hampshire?
I have not been to New Hampshire.
How about Vermont?
Yeah, I've been to Vermont.
Oh, you have? See, I've never been to either one of those.
Delaware?
Yeah, I've been to Delaware's right next to Maryland. I've been there, sure. You ever been to Delaware, Al?
What? Why is Delaware supposed to be a great place to go?
Well, no, but you can drive through Delaware in like 20 minutes, so it's really
I've been through Delaware.
Yes. Yeah, we've been. Everyone's been through Delaware. No one stops.
Through Delaware. Yeah, no one stops in Delaware.
Okay, here's the last question that we talked about on the podcast. I brought this up. If you could, which way would you want it? if it's the way it is now and you have no idea when you're going to die, or would you rather know that, like, on August 13th, 2025, you're going to die? Would you rather? Which one would you want to know?
How do you come up with such a morbid question like that?
Well, because we were talking about, you know, being old and everything like that. So what do you think? What would you
He always asks Barry Trammell, well, what would your last meal be? I mean,
exactly.
If you were going to die tomorrow, that's the first statement. But this isn't that one. This is one. Do you like the fact to know that you have no idea, or would you rather know that when you're going to die?
Probably no idea.
Okay. Tony?
I'm sorry. Here. You hear this?
What's going on? Oh, for the bad weather?
Yeah, there's storms about.
Yeah, we know there's storms.
Near Kingfisher here.
They're coming at us. We're going to get some big. They got tennis ball size hail, I guess. So.
Really?
But anyway, Tony, here's the question. Would you rather know when you're going to die or now the way it is now? Like, in other words, would you want to know that on August 13th, 2025, you're going to die?
That's a great question. That really.
I know it is. A tremendous question.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
So the only one in the four of us that would want to know is Julie. Julie said she wanted to know.
I'm the weirdo. I want to know. I want to make sure that I tell everybody, you know, I say everything I need to say. I go all the places I want to go. I want to leave with no regret.
What if you're supposed to die, Al, on August 13th and it's August 10th? What are you going to, those last three days, what are you going to do?
That's a Twilight Zone episode.
I agree. It should be. Think about that.
It's a Stephen King book. It's a Stephen King novel.
Stephen, you guys are awesome. Stephen King, I agree. I think it's a great question. Well, anyway, you want to listen to the Julie and Jim Traver podcast, you can hear all that. So tell them, Jewel, one more time, Royal Oak Salon and Spa. You're a mother. You're a grandmother. You're unbelievable at both. Would this be a great gift for you if you didn't know it was coming, Royal Oak Salon and Spa?
Absolutely. I don't know any woman out there who doesn't love a day of pampering, a day of beauty. So I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I do. Tony, maybe you want to get one for your beautiful wife. And then here's the key. If you get it for your wife, you make sure you got to watch the kids while she goes. Don't leave them with them, right?
Right.
That's true. Yeah, you can't take the kids with you there. So.
By the way, I've just been told
that
the National Weather Service cut off about the last 4 minutes, so we haven't even been on the air. So nobody even heard about whether you want to do it.
Wow.
Well, you know what? They can listen to the podcast, so there you go.
There you go. All right, Jewel. Well, listen, take care of that little boy. Is he okay?
Hopefully we shouldn't be in the tornado shelter right now, right? Because we're watching Toy Story. I'll have no idea.
No. Toy Story, probably. You're okay to watch Toy Story for now, okay?
Okay. All right, Jewel. Very good.
See you, Julie.
Take care, Jewel.
Bye.
Yeah, so there's a tornado warning in Kingfisher County till 5 p.m. northwest of Kingfisher, our guy Cisco says.
Yep, it's in Kingfisher. There's no doubt about it. And that is literally just right up the road. So we will keep you abreast of what's happening. So, yeah, Al, I don't want to surprise you, Al, at all, but the wind's blowing outside, if you haven't noticed.
Well, not where I'm at, it isn't.
Oh, you don't have any wind?
No.
Wow, that may not be good. You may be the calm before the storm.
Well, there's a little breeze, but it's not windy.
Well, it's really windy up here. Really? The daggone trees are, like, flying all over the place. But it's windy every day nowadays. You notice that? It's getting windier and windier.
It is the spring in Oklahoma.
It really, really is. So, okay, well, very good. Let's take an OG&E break. I am here at Royal Oak Salon and Spa. Call them, 405-285-5868. I'm telling you, the one thing they love here is this loyalty card. You get it for your mama, she get 20% off anything. So Mother's Day, treat your mamas good. Come on, give them a call. 405-285-5868 or drop by 1201 Northwest 178th Street. People are texting me all over the place about a billion different things. Like, I'm trying to do a radio show. I'm sorry. I apologize, everybody, but I just don't know what's going on around me. It is an OG&E break. Save money this summer with OG&E Smart Hour. Sign up today at OG&E.com. More with the legend, Mr. Al Eshbeck. By the way, we're on the app. We did not cut off on the app. So all the people that are listening on the app, they're saying everything's good. They heard all the great radio. Stay with us. This show's known as The Dominant
Duo.
Get the Sports Animals app for your smartphone. Get the Sports Animal app. Hear the Sports Animal live, listen to podcasts, or read the Sports Animals' latest social media posts. Get it wherever you download apps or at thesportsanimal.com.
Always connect with us via phone, the Sports Animal, on the Lucky Star lines at 405-460-WWLS or 888-285-WWLS. But get this, you can text us now. There's a number and there's a way. You can text your comments on the Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line. To opt in, text ANIMAL to 62582. Then anytime you want to comment, you can do that. Text your word animal to 62582 and text those comments. We'll check those periodically throughout the broadcast day. We're watching storms here. Tornado warning in Kingfisher County, that is, till 5 p.m. northwest of Kingfisher. They're watching clouds form on this Monday. The dominant duo, the second segment on the Animal.
By the way, if you are in, let me give you some places. Dover, Loyal, Hennessy, Wacomas, Enid, O'Keen, Hitchcock, Ames, Lahoma, I already said that. Who else? Dover, Marshall, Covington.
You already said Dover.
Man, Garber, they're getting ready.
They have tornadoes in Delaware?
Very few, but they do in Dover, Oklahoma. Maybe not Dover, Delaware, but Dover, Oklahoma.
One of the great pranks in high school, dude writes a call. The teacher's calling names out, and somebody wrote Bendover.
Bendover, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard that before. I've heard actually on an airplane port one time, paging Bendover. Bendover. I've heard that before.
Oh, beautiful. Stuff.
By the way, Al, you are going to get hit in Norman. They are real. They're starting to develop down in Darko, Anadarko, Elgin, Apache, Cyril, they're all getting ready to develop a little bit, and they're coming towards you probably. So.
Okay, good.
I'm just wanting you to be safe.
I'll be safe. Trust me.
Royal Oak and Salon Spa is where we are today. Wow, we must start. You want to start with the rest of the draft? What did you think about the draft? I got to tell you something. I thought that I can't believe that Malcolm Rodriguez lasted all the way to the sixth round.
Oh, we'll see. I know.
You know, maybe he'll never play. I don't know. But, gosh, he just seems like a football player, doesn't he?
Yeah, I totally agree, Jim. That really shocked me. Yeah.
But Benito was the first to go.
Yeah, second round. And I tell you, how come Y.T. Martin wasn't drafted?
I don't know. I can't explain to you. I will say this. There are so many really good wide receivers.
Oh, I know.
It's crazy. And you see what teams are doing now, Al. They're getting rid of their wide receivers and going to the young guys because they don't want to pay them all that money.
You're right.
They're trading them. Look at all the wide receivers that have been traded. Tyreek Hill, obviously Marquise Brown, A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. They're just letting them all go. Because I think, look at these young kids nowadays. So many of them that can play.
By the way, I always love this stuff. Next year's draft, CBS, number one pick, Will Anderson.
Yeah, I saw one that had him at number two, and then the quarterback from number one.
CJ Stroud, number three. He's the number one quarterback picked. Will Lewis. I haven't seen this kid play out of Kentucky. He's the number two quarterback pick for the Giants with pick five. Bryce Young, pick number seven. There's some others here. I don't know. So,
again, nobody from the Big 12.
There was Marvin Mims.
Oh, good. He was in the first round?
Number 24.
Okay.
Spencer Rattler, number 27.
Well, they got like seven quarterbacks going in the first round.
They got six quarterbacks going in the first round.
Oh, interesting.
So we'll
see. Very interesting.
Yeah. Well, remember last year it was Rattler and Howell, number one and two in the draft.
Oh, I know.
Right?
I know it.
So you don't know. I do like Stroud and Young. The kid from Kentucky, I haven't seen that much. Have you seen him play?
No, I don't. No, I've not seen him play at all.
Yeah.
I know nothing about him.
I know. Yeah.
I saw another. What was another quarterback from another school that I had never seen either? That I saw in the one that I looked at. Where was it from? Smaller school. Where are the other quarterbacks in the first round from?
Okay, let me go here. It's okay. You got Young was the number 3-1 quarterback. Tyler Van Dyke out of Miami, Florida. No idea. I mean, who's he?
No, I don't know who he is.
Let me see. There'll be one more before Rattler here, I guess. And that is.
There is another name. I can't remember who it is. Huh.
Rattler. No, that's the. Okay. Phil Jerkovic. At a Boston College.
Okay, I've heard of him a little bit. I've never really seen a lot. I mean, I'm not sitting around watching a lot of Boston College football,
yeah,
but I definitely.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, his father might be the coach or something. That's a weird. Something's weird about that.
Really?
But yeah, Jerkovic. Yeah, sounds like a good Serbian name.
Absolutely.
I wonder. You think Spencer Sanders gets drafted? I mean, obviously not a first rounder, but I mean,
maybe in a later round. Maybe in a later round.
Yeah, I don't know. He needs to have a really big year.
Yeah, he needs. He needs for both himself and for Oklahoma State.
You saw. I guess. Did you hear about Narduzzi up at Pitt ripping Lincoln Riley, saying he's been cheating?
I saw that. Yeah, tampering. Yep.
Yeah, tampering.
Imagine that.
You know what?
Right?
You're right. I mean, listen, you're right. But you know what I said, Al? There are no rules. It's a wild, wild west. If I'm making $6 million a year and it's my job to win, I'd probably call somebody too. I'm sorry. I mean, why? You're not going to get in trouble.
There are no rules. That's right.
Caleb
That's right.
Williams and yeah. this kid are friends. Caleb yeah. Williams has his – he's from Washington, D.C. Caleb Williams has his cell phone number. I mean – If your quarterback came to you, Al, and said, hey, this kid at Pitt's really good and he's not very happy.
Well,
and
probably, I think he might probably the other way around. Lincoln probably said,
maybe.
You know this dude?
Maybe.
Go call. No,
maybe.
No, there are no rules.
Yeah. I mean, I think that he's got no scruples at all, so I think he's disgusting, but I do think that, I mean, if they're not going to tell you you can't
right.
do it, why would
yeah.
you do it?
I'm with you. Totally with you.
You always like to say it's not cheating unless you get caught.
Yeah, that's right. I tell you what, the thing with the transfer portal and this thing combined, it's OU and OSU basketball, they're just taking tremendous hits.
Oh, I know. I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, we're not – you know what? Look – I know people don't like this at all because if you're a fan, you want a guy to come in and play for a long period
right.
of time. But
yeah.
every single year, we're going to have to learn about a bunch of new players.
Yeah.
It's just the way
yeah.
it is.
It's really not good for the fans. It's
No, it's not.
So,
but what are they going to do? How are they going to change? Yeah. What are they going to do?
Well, they can make them sit out a year.
Well, Al, but I will say this, though, okay? And I know, please don't send me a message on Instagram and tell me about non-compete clauses, okay? But there's hardly anywhere in the world where you got to say to somebody, okay, yeah, you want to go there? You got to sit out for a year. It's almost like, to me, it's unfair. I understand what you're saying, but
yeah.
how can you tell? Like tomorrow, Al, if a radio station in Chicago came to you and said, we want to pay you $1 million, Al, we think you're unbelievable, and your contract was up, would it be cool if you went and you had to sit out a year?
But what if my contract wasn't up?
Well, these dudes' contracts, though, are like they are up at the end of the year, right? Each year, their contracts.
Well, maybe they should change it. Make the binding 4-year scholarship. Football's not up at the year. Football is a guaranteed 4-year deal.
Well, I don't know. I'm not saying I like it. I'm just saying it's the other way is almost un-American. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's killing it's hurting the sport. It's really hurting the sport. I mean, it's
well,
college basketball is a mess. Yeah, really hurting OU and OSU.
But you would agree the number one thing that's hurting basketball is it stinks. College
yeah,
basketball.
I agree.
Horrible.
No, I agree. Okay. No, I'm with you. Yeah, yeah.
Get better.
Totally.
Get better at it.
Yeah,
I mean, get better basketball.
Get better. Put a better
product. I watched
product
that Memphis game last night. Memphis and Golden State. I'm
yeah.
gonna tell you what, Al. If you'd have put that on one TV and then the OU OSU game next to it on TV and watched them at the same time, your eyes would have never watched the Bedlam game.
You're right.
running up and down the floor. Yeah. And, I mean, that is great stuff.
Well, we got to get in. A lot of it's the coaches' fault. They're overcoaching.
I agree. I totally agree.
NBA is a players' league, and NCAA has become a total coaches' thing.
Totally agree with you. And if I was a young coach and I got a job, I'd say, you know what? We're going to run up and down the floor.
Absolutely.
Come play for me.
Yeah.
You want to go to the NBA where they run up down the floor? Come here, because that's what we're going to do.
No, I totally agree with that. That was fun yesterday watching the game.
Yeah, Memphis blew that game, man. You can't lose that game.
Well, and Klay Thompson missing two free throws. How did that happen?
You mean Curry?
No, Klay Thompson missing two free throws.
Right, but then he knocked that three down.
Well, he knocked the three down before.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And then
I know, but Memphis has every chance to win that game.
You're right.
I mean, it's just.
Although I will say, Minnesota had every chance to beat them also. So it balances out.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Them in Boston better win game two, or they're in huge trouble. Both of those teams.
I think that Memphis is done, but I will say that it's going to be fun to, even if it's a four-game series, it's fun to watch. Because they both run up and down and shoot it and fly, and I love that, man. It's great.
Yeah.
And that pool kid, how good is he, Al?
Oh, what a. Yeah, can you imagine him with a Thunder uniform on?
Every team in the league is saying imagine it,
right? I know. Yeah. Well, but Oklahoma City, he was still around there with the late pick.
Well, he was. He's number 28?
Yeah.
So that means that, like, I won't say at the top of the draft, but there's probably 20 teams that think, gosh, I wish we had him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, but if you're picking whatever, like the Thunder was.
Yeah. No, you're right. I told
you got you got to was that the same. You got to start hitting on those 24, 25 pieces, because a lot of other teams are, and Oklahoma City ain't.
Well, it's going to go down. The Serb, we all understand, he's probably not going to be a legitimate part of the team. Okay. So, but Baisley, same thing. I mean, is Baisley going to be a part of the team in a couple years?
Yeah.
So that's number one picks right in a row.
Right.
So, I don't know. We'll see. They better be good this year. They better make the right moves this year.
Well, we got a Jim. It's 15 days. The 17th coming up here.
That's right. 2 weeks from tomorrow.
It's a huge day.
I'm getting an MRI in my brain that morning.
Are you really? Well, you got to check it every year or so?
Actually, it's supposed to be. I think the first 5 years they said like every year, but I've skipped a year. I haven't had one in 2 years. So, Doc Friedman said, "Come on in and." You know, Doc Friedman has an amazing story that I got to tell you. I wanted to do it on the air. I wanted to bring him on the air. I'll bring him on to tell the story at some point, but I'm just going to give you one little statement.
Okay.
You remember the dude for the Philadelphia 76ers, the fan, that got thrown out of the building for giving the finger to Russell Westbrook?
Yeah.
That's one of his best friends.
Really?
And listen to this. He's never been kicked. He still comes to every game. He has never been. Remember, they said we're going to get rid of him for life and blah blah blah. He comes to every single game. He never leaves. I think he's some big doctor in Philadelphia.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's one of his best friends.
That's great.
I'm gonna tell you, Doc Friedman's got great stories, man.
He's a good.
We got to get him on. We got to get him on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Mets, all the stories about the Mets and the World Series.
Yeah.
We got to do that.
That's good stuff. Absolutely good.
We'll get him on. You finished that whole thing on the Mets, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a great doc.
It was tremendous.
It was really good.
I loved it. Absolutely. All right, very good. I'm here today at Royal Oak Salon and Spa. This place is amazing because why? Because you can pamper your ladies, your mamas in your life. All you got to do is call them up, 405-285-5868. Get something really, really nice for your wife, your mama, your grandmother, your daughter. I got massages for my daughters sitting right here, both of my daughters that are mamas. And then they do a great job. We're here in Edmond, too, by the way. Don't let the weather bother you. It's not here yet. Although the wind's blowing, but it's not here. 1201 Northwest 178th Street. Time for an OG&E break. Save money this summer with OG&E Smart Hours. Sign up today at OG&E.com. Mr. Barry Trammell joins us next. This is the leader in sports, and you're listening to The Dominant
Duo.
Call the sports animal of the Lucky Star Line, 460-WWLS or 888-285-WWLS. Your connection to the sports animal.
The sports animal.
Mark your calendars now for the Kentucky Derby. It happens this weekend, and Remington Park is where you want to watch it. It's always a good time at Remington Park. Really, they do a great job. Visit RemingtonPark.com for reservation info. Remington Park racing at noon on Kentucky Derby Day this Saturday, May 7th. Barry Trammell writes for the Oklahoman. He joins the unofficial start to the Total Dominance Hour. A quick reminder, we are watching weather here. Tornado warning in Kingfisher County till 5 p.m. A few more minutes left on that. Near Dover is where they're watching this, near Hunter and Dover. Barry Trammell joins the Total Dominance Hour right now.
Now, Barry Trammell joins Al Eschbach and Jim Traver. This is Total Dominance, 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
We're back. I'm here today at Royal Oak Salon and Spa, joined by Mr. Al Eschbach and Mr. Barry Trammell, and this show's known as the Total
Dominance
Hour.
Tram, how you doing today?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
You sound like during the break there, Tram, you sound like you were like building a house, dude. What are you doing over there?
Well, you know what I did in my office? In my office, I turned the air conditioner off this morning and opened the windows and enjoyed the day.
Oh.
Cool breeze and the rain and all that, but I decided I better batten down the hatches. So I was getting my...
Because we got a little bit more than cool breezes coming right now. So.
Yes. Yes.
So, how you? Everything good with you? Did you have a good weekend?
Had a pretty good weekend. Yep, I did. I got to watch my granddaughter play a lot of softball. They had a nice tournament. Enjoyed that. So, got some other stuff done. So that was good. That was good.
By the way, I'm just looking at the radar right now for both you and Al. Be careful now because it's starting to develop a lot back in Lawton. Apache, Surreal, all those places, and it's kind of coming towards you guys, so just be careful. The really big stuff is up north of us. So Crescent, Orlando, Mulhall, Perry, Guthrie, all you people need to be really, really careful. So, Tram, what'd you think of the basketball? I that game last night, Memphis, boy, they blew that game, but that sure was fun basketball to watch, wasn't it? Up and down
the
floor?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. But let's see, that game would have ended about 5 o'clock, 5:15, something like that. 5:30. I didn't get around to watching basketball until, I don't know, it was after 5. So I didn't get to the end of Golden State Memphis until late last night, 10 o'clock, 9:30, whatever time it was. And I get to the 1 minute and 13 seconds, 1:14, I think, and the ball goes through... I think it's Andrew Wiggins' legs, and they go to they give it to Golden State, and Memphis appeals. You know, they call timeout too. And my all of a sudden my DVR pops up and says, "Would you like to advance to the next recording of this show?" So clearly, what happened was that we had some power outage or something, and my DVR stopped for a bit. I didn't have any other options, so I said yes. So I go to the next, and they're interviewing Steph Curry on the court. So I missed the last 70
seconds.
Well,
they had the weirdest.
I went and saw the highlights, but I missed it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean, what happened there? Why didn't they? I don't. I mean, the ball. It looked obvious that there was a wrong call, and then they were jumping at center, and they never. I don't know. That was weird.
Well, that was a different. Yeah, that was a different play.
Right, that was a different play. Yeah,
there was a lot of weird stuff there down the stretch
at the end.
But that was one Memphis needed. Golly, you gotta get them when you get a chance. But it was a heck of a game, and maybe the Grizzlies can stay up with them. I hope so.
Well, if they get beaten game two, they're going to get swept.
Well, there's a chance. There's a chance of that. I mean, Jordan Poole is playing so well; it's hard to guard those guys.
Man, it's something when he plays like that, you get those other two guys.
Well, and then you got to beat him without Draymond Green in there. I mean, you got to take advantage of that.
That's the key, Al. You're right. Draymond is the glue to the team. He goes out, and you still lose to him. You got to beat him. But Memphis is young, so, you know, they're.
Yeah,
I love Jared Jackson. I love Jackson. I don't know how you guys feel.
Oh, boy, he played a game.
I love
that
game
he played. What a game he played.
He's so good with both his left and his right. You know, when he goes inside, I mean, he is. Man, he's a good player. They're close. I mean, I don't know if they're going to win any championships ever, but they're close. They're pretty
they're
good.
They're close. They're good. They're good.
Okay, so Al and I talk about this all the time, Tram. And we always say, right, Al, we always do this. We say, gosh, I can't believe they still have their players in this late and blah, blah, blah. And nothing ever happens, and everybody's like, oh, who cares? Okay. Well, let me give you all a stat in the NBA, okay? I think it's somewhere, it's over 3,600 times in the history of the NBA. A team has been ahead by 26 or more points with 3 minutes and 58 seconds or less. And no one has ever come back from that, ever, in the history of the NFL. And I think it's over 3,600 times in the NBA. And then, of course, Doc Rivers keeps them beating the game. He gets hurt. And they're probably going to lose this. Well, they might have lost anyway, but I'm serious. If you don't play game one and game two and they get down 2-0, they're done. And then Doc Rivers says, yeah, I didn't have any problem with it. I'm going to tell you something, fellas. With Doc Rivers, the things that he said about being down 3-1 and all these other things, I would fire Doc Rivers. I'm sick of Doc Rivers. I'm not a hater of him. I think he's a good coach, but I think that the only time he really won anything was with great, great players. And I think what he did to keep Embiid in that long when the game is over with and have him get hurt, that's what you and I talk about all the time, Al, right? And he finally gets hurt.
Yeah, the Mavericks did the same thing with Doncic.
I know. I don't understand it, Tram. Why do they keep him in like when it's like that?
It's indefensible, and here's why. I actually have a rule. About 5 points a minute is about all that a team should be able to make up on you. If you got a 15-point lead in less than 3 minutes, game should be over. The only way the other team can win is if you give them the game. Miss foul shots, throw the ball
away.
Turn
it over, yeah.
Just take a 24-second if you're up 15 with 2:50 left, 24-second shot clock violation, every time you get the ball will give you victory. So you literally have to give them the game. This was most egregious, though, because what did you say it was? 26?
26 with 3:58.
Okay, 4 minutes left, you're up 26. So with 5 minutes left, you're up whatever you're up, 22, 25, doesn't matter. That gives you a cushion. Take him out. Take them all out.
Yeah, now, if they score 15 in a row, bring them back in.
If it gets down to 12 with 2 minutes left, put them back in.
Yeah, this was egregious.
That was egregious.
You know how I feel about Miami, Al. I love Miami. I just think they're great. But Philly with Embiid has a chance. I don't think they have any chance without him. Do you?
No.
They got Tobias Harris and the 40 pound overweight James Harden.
And Maxie. Maxie's really good.
But I mean, when you're talking about Miami will chew him up.
Well, I heard him talking earlier today, these NBA guys, and they were going, well, you know, Harden scored 30 in the last game, and if he comes out and plays well, and then someone else, I can't remember who it was, I think it was, anyway, the other guy said, wait a minute now, Miami might be the best defensive team in the entire league. They got one of the best coaches in the entire league, and now there's no Embiid? You think they're just going to let Harden drop 35 on them?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're going to cover Embiid. I mean, well, Harden, don't you?
They're going to have Jimmy Butler on him, and then Bam Adebayo is going to jump in his face about twice every possession. It's dire for Philly. It's dire.
I just can't believe he did it. I can't believe that he just lied about it. I mean, he's just coming out. No, everything's fine. Well, I don't have no problem with it. Golly.
Yeah, it's stupidity. There's no reason. Not one reason that you could say why. Why?
You're right.
What did he say when he was asked why? What was the reason?
He just said he felt like, and then he said, but I didn't have any problem with what I did, is what he said. I don't have a problem with it. That's what he said. I mean, just, my gosh, I don't know. Lately, he's just becoming a liar, isn't he?
Stupidity.
I mean, Doc Rivers is just lying about everything. I don't know what's going on with the guy. Maybe he's getting tired of the players or something, Tram. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure he does have a problem. He knows he screwed up. There's no question about that. He just doesn't want to address it.
Are you a Doc Rivers fan, Tram?
I've always liked the guy a lot. I like dealing with him. I don't know that he's a cut above coach, though.
I just think in the last couple of weeks, Al, he's gone down in my book. I just don't like the way he's acting.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. So they got no chance without Embiid.
By the way, too, real quick, we got to go to a break, but Giannis showed, you know what? If I can't make any shots, then let me just give it to everybody else and rip off this triple double. Because he didn't play. I mean, in all reality, they reminded me of one of those kinds of Russell Westbrook triple doubles where, you know, he'll go like 7 for 25 or something, but he'll have 15 assists and 15 rebounds. That's kind of what Giannis did, huh, Tram?
Well, here's what I thought watching Giannis. You know, we get into debates, and not just everybody debates, who's the best player in the NBA right now? And, you know, you watch Kevin Durant play, and you're likely to say Kevin Durant. Or you watch LeBron on a good night, and you say it's still LeBron. Or you watch Giannis, and you say it's Giannis. But we just watched 4 games of Durant going against Jason Tatum, and Jaylen Brown to some degree. And nobody came away saying Jason Tatum's better than Kevin Durant. But we came away saying, you know what? Jason Tatum's in Durant's league.
You're going to be the next Durant. He can hang with Durant. Yeah.
You watch that game last night, and they're not even playing the same game, Giannis and Tatum. I mean, it's like I likened it to Jurassic Park. Somebody let the dinosaurs out. And everybody's saying, what do we do with this guy?
Yeah. No, you're right. We'll talk more about it when you get back here at Royal Oak Salon and Spa. Another hour. Seriously, you're going to want to do this for your mama, your wife, whoever. It's a great, great deal. She'll love it for a little day of pampering at Royal Oak. Give them a call, 405-285-5868. It is time now for a OGenie break. Save money this summer with OGenie Smart Hour. Sign up today at OGenie.com. More with Mr. Al Eschbeck and Mr. Barry Trammell. This show is known as The Total.
Dummies.
Hour.
WWLS Podcast.
Hi, this is Julie Traber, and have you checked out our new podcast with my husband, Jim Traber? We have a great time talking about family, marriage, recipes, travel, sports, and so much more. Listen now at thesportsanimal.com and make sure to subscribe to the Julie and Jim Traber Podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Julie and Jim Traber Podcast is proudly sponsored by Rob's Ranch. On demand and on your time. Listen now at thesportsanimal.com. And now, more total dominance.
Total dominance?
On 98.1 FM, WWLS, The Sports Animal.
We're back. Back with a show known in Crescent as a total
dominance.
Total?
Dominance.
Hour.
Jim, tell people where you are.
I'm at Royal Oak Salon and Spa, Al. Great place. Julie went here last week. She loved it. I'll tell you more about it. Great gift for Mother's Day.
Think about Giannis, too, guys. I mean, this dude, he can carry a team. That was an understatement. Remember last year, you know, people were getting on him and everything, and then he was Superman in the playoffs. So he's unbelievable what he does. Yeah. And Boston shooting 50 threes?
Yeah, nobody wants inside in the paint. First of all, got Lopez, who's a really good rim protector. Then you got Giannis, who can protect the rim from the foul line. He just reaches his arm out. He's like a Spider-Man villain or something. So he's something else. And here's what I was thinking. Durant is like an extra special superstar in this modern age, and he's typical of the time, right? I mean, this is the age of shooting and skill, big players who can shoot outside and dribble and do all that kind of stuff. And 15, 20 years ago, we didn't have much of that. What we did have was a bunch of big guys who could sort of dominate and impose their physical force on you. Basketball's changed. But I think that's to Giannis's advantage because whereas there's nobody like Durant, there are some guys, we mentioned Tatum, there's some others that are sort of like him, you know, almost as good as him. There's nobody like Giannis. I mean, this guy, 2 dribbles and he's taking the whole court. And he's just a a brute force who also can do things with the ball. It's like you just don't know how to deal with it.
And is a great defense and a great defensive player.
Yeah, I mean he's just. It's like playing when he's out there. It's like you're playing six guys on defense. Looks like he's got four arms.
Now I agree with everything both of y'all are saying, but the words that need to come out of all of our mouths right now are Grayson Allen. I mean, without Middleton, I was dead wrong. I thought, well, they could be in some trouble. But Grayson Allen, fellas, is playing some unbelievable basketball for this team off the bench.
You're right.
He's amazing.
He's playing really well. Yep. He's playing very solid. I don't know. He was in Memphis, and then where else was he? He was someplace else.
Well, he started in Utah, didn't he? That's where he got drafted, wasn't it?
I think
Utah?
That's right. Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, I think you're right. So I don't know why Milwaukee's sort of unhooked him. To make him so effective, but he's played very well, and he's pretty, you know, he hangs in there on defense.
He does. The same thing that made him a punk, in college actually makes him kind of a good defender, you know, because he likes to get after it. He's making himself some money, it looks like to me, Al. I mean, somebody's going to give him some money, I would think.
Yeah, somebody's definitely good.
Well, they got.
But you're right, sure, they play good defense.
They got a really good team. I mean, Drew Holiday's a wonderful player.
He really
is. He's just a wonderful player. And let me tell you, they also got a guy that's a big-time player. He did it last year in the playoffs. He's doing it again. He never has had a great reputation, but that's Bobby Portis.
Oh, Portis is really good.
You're right.
He can play.
Did he play at Arkansas? Is that where he came from?
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah
what he did was, you know, he got that bad rap. It wasn't a bad rap. Maybe he deserved it. But he punched his teammate at Chicago, the Eastern European. Can't remember who the guy was.
Yeah.
But they got into it, and, you know, they had to suspend him, and it got him. Not a ton of players came.
It wasn't Saric, was it? Was it Saric?
No. It wasn't Saric.
Who was the other guy?
I forgot.
Keep going.
But anyway, none of his teammates, some of the teammates sided with Bobby Portis. So I don't know what was going on. But he's recovered from that and really resurrected his career. And it's just gone great for Milwaukee. You'd have to say that right after watching yesterday, you got to say the Milwaukee Bucks are the favorites to win the NBA title.
Well, I'll just tell you this. They're the epitome of a team to show everybody you don't need to go buy three daggone big, huge people and put them on a team. They got all. We just mentioned all these different guys, right?
They got Lopez for $2 million, guys, a couple of years ago.
That's right. And they brought in dudes that fit, right? That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're bringing in guys that fit.
Yeah, Pat Connaughton's a great glue guy.
Oh, Connaughton's a tremendous player off the bench.
He can rebound and shoot and just a little guy, but he can do it. They got him a good team. They really do. And if Middleton gets to come back, which I don't have any idea if he will, but if he could come back, he just makes him all that much more better. Nikola Mirotic was the guy.
That's right, Mirotic. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. If Booker can get back to 100%, that series between them and Golden State could be incredible.
Oh, that would be unbelievable. And Milwaukee and Miami.
That's right, because Milwaukee might be the best team, Cham, and I'd probably pick them, but that Miami team, man, they scrap it around now. They really do.
They got a poor man. Got a poor man's Giannis, a poor man's Giannis in Bam Adebayo. But I just don't know. Giannis doing what? I was watching him yesterday. I thought, well, no, you just can't deal with that guy. There's nothing you can do. I don't know what you do with him. I tell you what you do with him. You shoot 53s so you don't have to mess with him. That's what you do. I don't want any part of that guy.
Hey. I want to change the subject here. I know there. I would love to talk to Barry Switzer. I'd love to talk to Pat Jones, who at one time thought Texas was the best program in the country. Did the best program in the country not get one player drafted?
262 players. Texas doesn't have one of them. Is that beyond belief?
I don't know how to explain it.
I mean, there's players from like Emporia State that get drafted, and I mean South Dakota,
Tennessee,
and
Chattanooga,
exactly. And Texas, not one. Tram, how is that possible?
Well, and it's nothing new.
Right, a few years ago, the same thing happened.
They have guys drafted most years, but they don't have seven. They don't have eight. They don't have six. It's just a talent. It's a talent drain.
Well, Cincinnati had nine players drafted in this draft. Nine.
And they had four. They had four last year.
Yeah.
So by the way, it's not like everybody's in.
Two or three years ago, Texas had zero again. That's two or three years ago. They had zero again. Yeah. I mean, they've done it 2 years now.
I tip my hat to OSU because I did some research. Cowboys, you know, they had three draftees. All of them down low, six, and seventh rounds.
Right.
And I went back and looked at the last 5 years, the last five college football seasons, and all the top 10 teams. And I saw how many of them had draft picks that few as OSU. And it's only a handful. And it's I think it's nine had three or less. Nine of the 50 top 10 teams.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at no high picks as well, it's one thing if you have only two or three drafted, but if they're all low picks, that's even more amazing. So here are the five teams that have had two or three draft picks and made had less three or less draft picks and still made the top 10, and none of those draft picks were in the top two rounds. Five teams. One of them was 2017 Clemson. Don't ask me why Clemson only had three picks in the 2018 draft. I don't know. Here are the other four. You ready? OSU, 2021. Iowa State, the 2020 team. TCU, the 2017 team. And Texas, the 2018 team. The Sam Ellinger.
They're all in the Big 12.
We're all in the Big 12. That's exactly right. So even that Texas team. We're back. They beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. They only had two draft picks, and neither one of them were high. So this is a long-standing Texas problem.
Alan, I just got a great text. Listen to this from Blaine. Mac Brown's final year, featured zero NFL draft picks. Charlie Strong's last year featured a loss to Kansas. Tom Herman's last year featured a defense that gave up 30-plus points to Oklahoma after halftime. Steve Sarkisian, man, to get all of that done in 1 year. Oh, yeah, but there's people picking ESPN. The computers think they're going to be really good.
Yeah, number six in the country.
Golly, man, that is mind-boggling. I don't know.
It is, yeah.
I'll tell you this. I think Rodriguez went too low, Cham. I really do. We'll see. I think he's with a good organization because they stink, and I think the coach is one of those dudes that wants to punch you in the mouth, and I'll bet you the coach is going to love him. Maybe I'll end up being wrong. I don't know. Sometimes I am. I still go all the way back to Corey Brewer with OU's basketball team. I thought he was going to play in the NBA. He never stepped on the floor. But I think Rodriguez can just play football, Cham.
Yeah, I love him to death, but, you know, I don't know what they're looking for. I mean, I don't know how you watch OU and OSU play and think Brian Masumoto is going to help your team more than Malcolm Rodriguez, but maybe they know more about it than I do. Apparently
and Masumoto is a good player. I mean, he's a good player.
He's a good player.
But
I thought that was a little bit damning of the OU defense. They had five defensive guys drafted.
Yeah. Yeah,
we talked about all year long. We talked about all year long.
Had a mediocre defense.
Yeah.
The year before, they had Norwood and Trey Brown on that defense, too.
Yeah.
Yep, and they both are playing really well. I'll tell you this, guys. The Bonito draft at Denver was really kind of weird to me. I mean, they got Chubb, and then they just picked up the Gregory dude. Now, maybe they think Gregory's going to go back and get high again and get kicked off. I don't know. But they got two defensive ends already. And I don't know. Maybe they're thinking about playing. I don't know what they're going to do with Benito. In the second round, that's kind of a weird pick for me.
I don't know enough about their needs and roster to comment.
Well, they need an offensive lineman. They need some offensive lineman so that Russell Wilson doesn't get killed. I can promise you that.
Benito, for over a year, was tallied as a really high, you know, good prospect. Pro Football Focus loved the guy.
Yep.
And so, you know, that sort of confirmed And you know what? Every time I saw him play, I thought, this guy's really good. Not just rushing the passer. Remember, he had the big interception that saved the Baylor game in 19. So I think he's a big-time player.
I like him. I just don't know if he's going to get on the field a lot, you know? So maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll see. But, yeah, a lot of those guys, you're right, Tram. Al and I talked about that last week. I mean, listen, I'll just say it again. I think Alec Grinch is a nice coach. He's a good coach. I think he's massively overrated. I mean, people think that he's unbelievable. And then the word now is that he's much better to coach in the Pac-12 because I guess it's just softer out there. And it is softer out there. Let's be truthful.
Yeah, probably. Although nobody's been talking about what hard-nosed football the Big 12's played low these many years.
That's a good point. But guess what? They're getting ready to go have to play some hard-nosed football.
Well, and here's the other thing. The Big 12 has changed in the last couple years.
You're right.
It became less offensive, less quarterback-centric, a lot more defense.
Well, you point out five OU defense played to get drafted.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So I don't know. We'll see.
Tram, I ask Al this question.
Bottom line is this. OSU massively outcoached OU in the year of our Lord 2021. There's not any question about that. No question.
Yep. No, you're right.
I agree.
You're exactly right. I asked Al this question, Tram, and I can't remember what it was. What was the question I asked you, Al? It was a really good question, too.
What'd you have for dinner?
He asked a question. Would you rather know?
No, not
the day
that.
You're
that was
die
or
okay.
Just, no, yeah. Would you rather know, Tram, the day that you're going to die, or have it like it is now, where we have no idea where we're going to die?
I don't want to know.
Okay, good. You're on our page. My wife, Julie wanted to know. Julie wanted to know.
You should should live like you know your days are short anyway, but.
Right, that's right. You should always live that way. I agree with you.
But I'm just saying,
can you imagine if you know you're going to die on, like, August 10th and it's August 4th? I mean, what are you going to do those last 6 days? I guess do whatever you want. Get it over with. Do whatever you got to do.
Well, you're gonna eat the food that you want us to eat on the last day.
Well, that's
day.
True. I can promise you there's no doctor's going to say, yeah, you probably shouldn't eat that. Get out of here, dude. I'm eating it. Okay?
I sort of do that anyway, so.
Yeah, you're a lot better than we are, Jim. Mm-hmm. You live your life a lot better than we do.
No,
now, listen.
I mean, I eat what I want. I eat what I want is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, I do too. Al does. Al eats the weirdest things in the world. Al, tell the people what you've eaten today so far.
Today I've had blueberries and a slice of watermelon.
That's what he's eating today. It's 5:20, and Al has had blueberries and a slice of watermelon. Now, to let you know, I haven't had blueberries or a slice of watermelon in the last 50 years. So that's what he ate today. Tram, what do you think about that, Tram? Is that good?
What have you eaten? What have you eaten today, Jim?
Let's see. I went out to lunch with Julie and my grandbaby. We went to the Honey Bunny Biscuit place with our dear departed friend opened up, Mr. Ross. And I had a biscuit with bacon, egg, and cheese on it, and then I had a half a biscuit with butter and grape on it with some tater tots. What'd you had today, Tram? What'd you had today, Tram?
I had chips and salsa for breakfast, and then I had...
What, do you live in Mexico?
Chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa.
That sounds good. That sounds
beautiful.
Yeah. And then
that sounds like you were out all night, and you came home and had chips and salsa. Good.
Well, I had some leftover meatloaf about noon.
Oh, very nice.
And my granddaughter was over playing, and she was hungry, so we made some tortellini. So I had a bowl of tortellini. So that's what I've had so far.
Interesting. Tony, what have you eaten today, Tony?
Like a breakfast burrito.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I think that's about it.
That's it?
Yep.
Just the breakfast burrito?
Yep.
Interesting. Okay. Well. There you go, Chen. There was another question, though, Al.
Yeah, what was your question you
going
to ask?
I can't remember what it was now. Now I'm all messed up. You got me all messed up. Forget it. I'm looking at the wind and everything outside.
Hey, OU and OSU were getting killed by the portal in basketball. Barry.
Yeah, OSU got the point guard from High Point, who was apparently a big-time player on the mid-major level, so that helps. Rondell Walker was a surprise to me.
Yeah, but that surprised me a lot.
No, why? I wonder why. I don't know. This is getting weird, man. Really weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess
we'll
get enough time.
I think that's probably it. OSU has not lost any of their main guys. OU lost their.
Well, yeah, Gibson and
two best players.
Yeah.
So I think OSU's in better shape than OU going forward, depending on how the transfer, on how the portal breaks down. I'm a little surprised more people haven't declared where they're going to wind up.
Yeah, well, it's just, I mean, yesterday was the last day. I think these schools are waiting until everybody's in it, right?
Well, and they're also waiting for the NIL deals. I mean, see what the kid from Miami did? Said, hey, if I don't get a better, I'm going to go somewhere and get a better NIL deal. Yeah. And then Miami came in and got the deal done.
Well, and the kid from Kansas State, Pack, went down there and said, well, if he's getting $400,000 a year, I want $400,000 a year.
Yeah.
Wow. It's getting crazy. Crazy.
It's getting crazy. Hey, Barry, thanks.
See you guys.
See you, Trent.
Jim, tell us about Royal Oaks.
Royal Oak Salon and Spa. This place is awesome. Mother's Day is this Sunday, so you want to make sure you go beyond just giving a regular gift. This is it. How about a day of pampering here at Royal Oak? They do everything. They do all the hair stuff and stuff, but they got massages. My wife came and got a massage. She got a facial and a blowout with her hair, and she loved it. Great men's grooming services as well. But this is Mother's Day, so guys, don't get some stupid present for your mother or your wife. She'll love this. Call them up, 405-285-5868, or you can come by 1201 Northwest 178th. It's called Royal Oak Salon and Spa.
Time for an OG&E break. Save money this summer with OG&E Smart Hours. Sign up today at OG&E.com, 98.1 FM to the Sports Animal. Up next, Dean, but more the total.
Dominance.
This is Matt Pinto. Check out the latest edition of the Thunder Full Court Press at the podcast page at thesportsanimal.com.
The Sports Animal.
Michelob Ultra presents the Sports Animal's Driver a Day in May, powered by Winston World Casino and Resort. Golf Club and Academy. Elevate your game and win a tailor-made stealth driver. It's underway now. Started today. SportsAnimal.com. Sounds like we're under a tornado warning here, at least for some areas of our listening listenership. More with the Total Dominance Hour. Now, Dean Blevins joins us.
Now, Dean Blevins joins Al Eschbach and Jim Traver. This is Total Dominance on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
And we are back with a show known in Archer City as the Toto
Dominance
Hour.
Jim's at Royal Oaks Salon and Spa. Let me tell you all about it. Dino, how about the great program known to use for Texas football, not getting one player drafted?
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of ugly. That is ugly. You know, normally that would hurt you in recruiting, but this hall looks pretty decent, the one they had, and moving forward.
Every year, Dean,
let me ask you a question. How does a team here? Let's think about this for a second. I mean, we're all smart enough to figure this out, the three of us. How does a team every single year be top five, top seven in recruiting every year? Right, Dean. No matter who's coaching, no matter what happens, and every year by the time they're done, none of them are any good. How can that be?
Well, that's a little bit of a stretch, but to have zero drafted, it's hard to argue against that statement. Obviously, it speaks to lack of player development. It speaks to, at times, hype, unwarranted. And I think, Jim, that Oklahoma has had the advantage at quarterback, and they've had the advantage at culture. I hate to use that word, but I think it's applicable here because anyone who follows Texas football knows that it's been known as a country club fraternity, you know, and that's a different way than Bob did it and Lincoln was doing it, and certainly Brent will do it.
I remember, let me ask you both this. Al, I want you to talk a little bit more about this too, because I remember a long time ago, Al, I remember you and myself we started that little recruiting deal, right?
Right.
And, and I was covering, Dean, you may not remember this. This is 25 years ago. Al was doing OU and I was doing OSU. And we had a phone where you could call in and, you know, you could get the info of what was happening. So I was really doing a lot of recruiting work, as Al was. And I kept saying to Al, it seems like, because I didn't know a lot about it, Dean. You know what I'm saying? As I started following, I said to Al, I said, Al, it seems like whenever a kid decides that they're going to commit to a big-time school, a Texas, an OU, an Alabama, back then Florida was really good. You know, I'd say, Al, it just seems like suddenly they get an extra star. And Al was like, yes, unfortunately, right now, unfortunately, sometimes they do that kind of stuff. Yep. I think that Texas players, I think if they know that they're going to be there, I think these people around the country, I don't care what they say, whether it's 24/7 or ESPN, I think if it says Texas on there, I think they add a star to them. I really do.
Well, Jim, there's merit behind what you're saying. It's not to the degree that, you know, every player gets an additional star. You
that's
know,
fair.
You should just have someone on that's an expert in that field. But anyone who's followed it at all knows of individual cases, and it might be just a whole heck of a lot. The way you're talking about it, it may be a bigger number than maybe I realize. But that's happened, hasn't it, Al? I mean,
it's happened. But here it is. What you see now, it's changed somewhat because they're rating these kids before Texas even offers them.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
So
no, that's a good point.
So
that's a good point.
It's a lot more. There's a lot more of it now than it was 25 years ago.
There's a lot more money in it, right? There's a lot more money in it.
Yeah, a lot more money. Yeah.
You don't have to go back. You don't have to go back 25 years for this to have been in play. This has been in play recently, and that's why I say you'd have to have one of these guys that does it for a living to tell you how long, the evolution of that, because you don't have to go back 25 years as much.
No, I'd love to go back the last 10 years, see how many 4 and 5 yard kids Texas got, how many of them got drafted.
Well, not many, obviously.
Yeah.
262 players got drafted this weekend, and they didn't have any. Matter of fact, there was a kid from Texas Chattanooga who went in the first round. The moccasins.
Well,
okay?
And interestingly, Georgia had apparently just had one preseason all-conference defensive player, and they had 5 go in the first round.
Yeah. And I think they had 15 players go in the whole draft. I know the Steelers got the wide receiver in the second round from there. I love him, Pickens. I think he's going to be great. But you know what? Here's the other thing, Dean. University of Cincinnati, 9 players drafted, Dean.
Oh, my
Dean.
God, yeah.
Players!
They got 3 defensive backs who went pretty high. Obviously, number 4 and the other was in the first 2 rounds. But that 3rd kid was drafted pretty high.
I know.
I was happy, proud for those guys. I thought that they weren't able to win that game, but at the same time, they were legit, and it helps them stay legit.
They were one of the first group of 5s in a game that meant something that played with a big boy. You know, I'm not talking about when OU played Boise or when Alabama played Utah. You know, those games, they didn't care about those games. I'm sorry. Anybody can say anything you want. They didn't care. But in a real game that mattered, they're the first team that at least played with a big boy. Weren't they, Al?
Yeah.
Yes. What about, Dean, all the OU defensive players getting drafted?
Well, Al, I think that's another. You have to scratch your head and say those kids were projected to go higher at the beginning of the year. I mean, obviously, a couple of them just jump out at you, and Nick Benito is the primary one. But I think that the story maybe is more when they got drafted, more so than that they got drafted.
Yep, no, that's
you know, I'm talking about development. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. No, you're right. I mean, it's pretty obvious that the NFL doesn't think that Grinch did a very good job with OU's defense, right? I mean, that's a simple. I don't want to be. People can think I'm a jerk. That's the truth.
Well, and then last year they had Perkins, Norwood, and Trey Brown.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Hey, listen to this, Al.
Wow.
We just Blaine just sent us this, Dean. Listen to this. These are the draft picks from the new SEC. All right? Georgia had 15. LSU had 10. Alabama and OU, the exact same, 7.
Right.
Ole Miss, 6. Tennessee, 5. Kentucky, 4. A&M, 4. Arkansas, 3. South Carolina, 3. Florida, 3. Missouri, 2. Mississippi State, 2. Auburn, 1. And then Texas tied with Vanderbilt at 0. But listen to this, guys. 27% of the NFL picks were from the SEC.
That is with OU's picks included?
Yes, the new ones, with 7 from, obviously Texas didn't add anything, so yeah, with the 7 right. from OU. But that, I'm telling you, man, that league, you know, if all these other leagues want to say we don't want to play, I'm telling you, SEC is going to say, hey, guess what, we're going to do our own thing. Hey, Clemson and Florida State, come join us, and we'll do our own daggone thing. I think that could happen, guys.
You got to always remember – your point is well made, but you got to remember that's the conference that's big to begin with, and now you add two more, so their numbers are going to be bigger. But no question, I mean, that's how they sign those. That's one of the reasons they sign so many is because of the NFL draft and their production. So
and also get a map. They're from those states, high schools. They're from
where they're playing football. See, I got to tell you something, guys. I got to tell y'all something, I've said this to you before, but I'm going to say it again. And I'm wrong all the time on this, and Al and I said, I'm not going to say it's a good fit, Al. I'm not saying it's a good fit. LSU had 10 players drafted.
Yeah.
Every time I watch the NFL, this guy's from LSU, 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 LSU. I will be shocked if Kelly doesn't get them rolling. I really will be.
Jim, I was thinking the same thing through the draft. I could not believe the number, and several were high picks.
Oh, I know.
And we've seen that for years there.
Yeah. Do either one of you like him? Do you guys like him as a coach?
Yeah, I like him than the other people have had there, yes.
Yeah, if I were an LSU fan and I could have – the old regime or the new regime, definitely take the new regime. They recruited pretty well in the past, obviously, but I'm just saying that the coaching level between the previous head coach and the current head coach is radically different.
Well, I just think there's a bunch of high school players down there in New Orleans and area that want to play at LSU.
No doubt about that. High school football there. Dino, what did you think of the NBA yesterday?
Come back to me, NBA.
Golden State, come back to wins. And then Milwaukee, all the people are picking Boston. Milwaukee said, not yet.
Yeah. My two teams, I'm a Golden State fan, but in an odd way, I was pulling for them to lose yesterday. The fact that they were able to win with Draymond out tells you all you need to know about that series.
Yeah, what I said about that series, it could end in 4, but it's going to be fun basketball to watch. I'm telling you. They are going to run up and down, and I love it. I love it.
Yeah. I think that I have Steph Curry just a smidge below. Now, before I say this and somebody drives off in a ditch, I'm not saying he's a smidge below talent-wise to Michael Jordan, but I'm saying from a brains standpoint and fun to watch, that's kind of the level that I put him at. He just plays at a different mental level, and obviously his shooting is something we've never seen. So he's special. Very special.
Well, I think you're trying to say, which I agree, he's the most fun player in the NBA to watch.
That's probably the best way to put it.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
He is really special, really special. Yeah. And, you know, Dean, I don't know if you were with us when we talked about this, but, you know, Trae Young basically emulated him, right? I mean, he grew up, he wanted to be like him. I think it's time, and I know, Al, you agreed. I'd like to get your thoughts, Dean. I think it's time for Trae Young to emulate a little further and go away from the ball some and start running around the court and go off screens, because these teams, I'm not saying they're figuring him out because he's going to score, but if you watch those playoffs, Dean, Miami just beat on him. When he didn't have the ball, you know, he doesn't run like Curry does, and I think they need to start doing that with him. You agree with that, Dean?
No, I do, Jim. I've actually kind of thought about that because they play a different style. No, that's an outstanding point. And I think Trey is improving by the year.
Mm-hmm.
I know his dad agrees with that. And even though you have a series like this, that does not mean that it wasn't a fantastic season. And it doesn't mean that he's going to stop getting better every year. That's going to
Yeah, I agree. I don't want anybody to think I didn't think it was a great year. I just think.
No.
Right. Yeah. Well, people, right. You know how people are out there. Traber hates Trey Young. No, I think that this kid can get even better, and why not emulate what Curry does? All right, Al? I mean, he runs so good on the floor.
And that's what the coaching staff down there got to do. They got to do that. We got this player that plays sort of like Curry does, and let's do some of the things that Golden State does. Hey, Steve Kerr, the best coach in the NBA, I try to look at some things that he does, right?
No, absolutely. Yeah. When in that series, when he gave the ball up, he never got it back because Miami was just mauling him. So the minute he gives it up, run him around the floor, run him back. You know, that's what Curry does.
Well, it helps Curry to have had the players that he's had on those wings. I mean,
Great point.
Can throw it to Clay or Durant, and, you know, all those guys, that really helps. Atlanta's got a nice little core, but let's not get them confused with what Curry's had.
That's a great point. No, you're right. You're right.
Exactly. What do you think of Milwaukee and Boston?
But it was right after I tweeted that Marcus Smart continues to grow on me, and then he gets hurt. And that I love the new coach, and I've always loved Horford. So those three individuals now have kind of shifted me to a Boston fan. I've really never been one. I mean, it wasn't like I hated them back in the old days, but I just never have been a serious Boston fan. But as soon as I said that, they go out and lay an egg. They're good.
Yeah.
They play good defense, and they're too good to not win several games in that series. I don't know if they'll win enough.
Let me tell you what now. This Udoka, he can coach, man. He's done a great job.
Absolutely
with his team.
Has. Absolutely. Yep. The one thing, I love Marcus Smart, too. I don't like him shooting threes.
No, I agree with you.
Threes he shoots.
Totally agree with you. Totally agree with you, Trey.
You saw the kid out of High Point.
OSU got.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds like he's more of a shooting guard than a an assist guy. But I think they're expecting him to be a playmaker and a shooter. What a name of a school for a guy you're bringing in to score. You got to love that.
High Point. Score a bunch of points.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That kid started 85 games. I know the caliber's down, but Boynton needs him. I think it sounds like a good get.
It does sound like a really good get. Hey, thanks, Dino.
All right, guys.
See you, Dean.
Jim, what's going on at Royal Oak Spa? And Salon and Spa.
Salon and Spa. Yeah, this place is really cool. Mother's Day Sunday. Listen, guys, don't buy some stupid present because that's what we do as guys. Do it here. Get her a day of pampering, whether it's your mom, your daughter, your wife, whoever it is. I bought my daughter. I got two massages right here for my daughters, one for each. I know it'll still be a surprise because I know they don't listen to me every day. So there you go. I got them right here. Give them a call, 405-285-5868. By the way, this thing, the Royal Oak and Spa, Salon and Spa loyalty cards are really good. You give it to your mama, whoever, for Mother's Day, and for the entire year, they get 20% off everything here at Royal Oak Salon and Spa here in Edmond, 1201 Northwest 178th.
Time for an OG&E break. Save money this summer with OG&E Smart Hours. Sign up today, OG&E.com, 98.1 FM. Up next, final segment of the Toto.
Dominance.
Hour.
Breaking sports news happens here first.
Let's get on this situation right away.
You've always heard it first from WWLS, the sports animal.
The sports animal.
Golf. 查詢附近的疫苗, 由 The California Department of Public Health 为你带来.
GSAT.
The sports animal.
Golf fans, join Craig Humphreys on Wednesday live noon to... 9 to noon, actually. 9 to noon at Shawnee Golf and Country Club for the Grand Casino Open, presented by U.S. Foods and the great folks at Boomerang Diner. Wednesday's round is a pre-qualifier for the upcoming AT&T Byron Nelson May 12th in McKinney, Texas. See some of the best All-Pro Tour beginning Wednesday in Shawnee at the Grand Casino Open. presented by U.S. Foods and Boomerang Diner on 98.1 FM WWLS, the Sports Animal. One more segment of Total Dominance on the Sports Animal, 98.1 FM.
The Arizona Cardinals had to know Hopkins was going to get suspended when they picked up Hollywood Brown, right?
Absolutely. And then remember, Kirk left him, and he went to Jacksonville. So they were going to have no wide receivers.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Hopkins. Well, why are these dudes so stupid, man? What is he doing?
Yeah. Stupid is that's a great word to put there.
And we're going to hear in the, well, I guarantee you tonight on SportsCenter, we're going to hear him go, oh, I didn't know. No, it was something I didn't know about. Stop it. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Brown's coming up a great year. He had 91 receptions for over 1,000 yards.
Yeah, you're right. I went back and looked at it. Up until last year, they weren't real, but last year he was really good.
So, with Kyler, so that, you know, he's Kyler's leading receiver when he's here. So that was a really good for them. I mean, that's, what's going to happen with Baker now?
Wow. This is really interesting. I don't know. They said that there was talks about Carolina, you know, during the draft. They had some talks with Carolina. Of course, you got to remember, we're dealing with the dumbest people alive in Cleveland.
No doubt about it.
So I don't know what they're going to do. They think that they're going to get something, but everybody knows they're just going to wait it out.
Right. That's exactly right.
I saw today they were writing about it. They said that they can't tell him don't come.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Right. But they can ask him. But
they can ask him not to come.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just the weirdest thing. So what is Baker Mayfield? If he doesn't have a job, what's he going to do? I mean, they're going to pay him to not come to camp?
Well, what happens? Wilson's going to be
Watson.
Watson's going to be suspended. What are they going to do then?
I guess they're going to go with Jacoby Brissett. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Here's the one thing, Al. There is no doubt that Baker Mayfield should be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I mean, if you say to me, Jim, is he one of the top 32 quarterbacks? Absolutely he is. Okay? We all agree with that. Even me, and I don't like the guy. But the one thing that we don't talk enough about is somebody in that organization told Chris Mortensen that he wasn't an adult.
I know.
Now, maybe that's not true because the Browns are a fiasco.
How
but that kills him.
That? When you're trying to trade something.
I know. How stupid is that?
They're just moronic.
What they're basically saying is, we don't want him anymore, but you shouldn't want him either because he's not an adult. What the heck is wrong with them?
Then you bring in a quarterback who has all these civil cases against him.
Oh, I know.
Women. I mean, are you kidding me?
And remember, Major League Baseball just suspended Bauer for two years.
Yeah, for 2 years.
So I don't know what the NFL's, you know, Goodell's just sitting back. I heard that he's really mad about the way they did the contract where it was only $1 million this coming year in case he did get suspended. I could see Goodell going, okay, watch this. I'm going to suspend him for 2 years so that he does get a big old year where he loses out on money.
You're right about that. You're absolutely right about that. And we know Goodell, he got ego.
And, yes, he does.
He controls things. I think he's going to slam them. I really do.
By the way, Hopkins tested positive for 3 separate types of anabolic steroids.
What an idiot.
What is he doing?
I don't get it, Jim. The money these guys are making and everything, it's just insane.
Okay, I'm running to my car. It's pouring down rain. I'm going to try to get in the car and go home. Good job. Thanks, everybody. See ya.
See ya. Jim Craver's going to try to run this car. You got to like that, huh, Tony?
Oh, I love it.
Man, this stuff is going to be coming. It's hitting the area now, man. It's going to be bad here. But we'll keep you abreast of what is going on with this, man. Is it up there at the studio raining yet, Tony?
It's dark as night, I'll tell you that.
That's the same thing here. It is really, really, really dark. DeAndre Hopkins tested positive 3 separate types of steroids. Just stupidity. I mean, pure stupidity. Let us take and OG&E break. Save money this summer with OG&E Smart Hours. Sign up today at OG&E.com. 98.1 FM to the Sports Animal. Come back, take your phone calls right after we do this.
Stay with us.
What was your question, Tony?
We're live and local until 8.
Thanks to T.O.
Michelob Ultra presents the Sports Animals Driver a Day in May. Powered by WinStar World Casino and Resorts Golf Club and Academy. Elevate your game and win a tailor-made stealth driver. Plus, a round of golf at WinStar Golf Club, home of two championship 18-hole golf courses. You can enter to win now at thesportsanimal.com. The Morning Animals announce a daily winner each weekday morning at 7:30. Plus, all daily winners are qualified for a VIP golf experience for you and three friends at WinStar, complete with four rounds of golf, a custom fitting for your driver, luxurious accommodations, and $1,000 in food and beverage credits. No golf game is complete without a tailor-made stealth driver and a Michelob Ultra, the superior light beer. The Sports Animals Driver a Day in May from Michelob Ultra, WinStar World Casino, and Resorts Golf Club and Academy. Register now at thesportsanimal.com.
All right, give me a club.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.